Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is Coach Lee, Four Quarters of Coach Lee. Hey, it's that time of the day. It's that time of the week. It is that time, that hour, to rock Four Quarters with Coach Lee. Hey, I got a special little treat. I am not in the home studio. I am on the road trying to get to the studio, the home studio, that is, to do the show, but didn't make it. A lot of traffic here in Vegas today, but, you know, I do my thing. You know, it's always a plan B, you know, and we do our thing. So, you know, we normally start off before the game, we start off with our commercials, but I'm not in front of the computer to even express the commercials. But you know what? I'm just going to go off of memory, and I'm going to give it up for Enterprise Rent Car. Why? Because it'll pick you up. And for my other sponsors, Adidas, you know, my Adidas, you know what I'm saying? I would have rapped the whole thing, but I don't know if I got the flow anymore. You know, I'm getting old in my day. So anyway, we got to be this Enterprise Rent Car bringing you Four Quarters with Coach Lee. And boop, we are off. And that little boop sound is the sound of the ball as that foot is kicking off. You know, in the first quarter today, we're going to talk about the game. Being mic'd up for the game. For those who are listening in today, this past weekend, we were supposed to do a live broadcast of the Las Vegas Showgirls and the Phoenix Prowlers show, but I was informed about 30 minutes prior to kickoff that my announcer wasn't going to be there, so I went ahead and told BJ and the crew that, hey, I'm just going to put the earplug in, and you're going to get live football from the sidelines. You're going to hear play calling and all that other good stuff, you know. And as I listened to it, you know, on Saturday night after the victory, you know, I thought it was pretty interesting and using as a great tutorial for some of those who want to be coaches and going through and understanding what a coach goes through four quarters of a full game, trying to satisfy your play calling, trying to satisfy your game plan, trying to satisfy your coaches, trying to satisfy your players, you know, everybody wants theirs. And I think it's a job as a head coach is to keep everybody under one roof, like a family. Keep them under one roof like a family, and everybody do their part. You know, you got to orchestrate, you know, what's going on the sidelines. And as I reflect back on a couple of occasions, you know, there's a couple of players that had made mention, you know, coach, can we run this play? Coach, why we don't do this? Coach, 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 coach. And sometimes you get frustrated and you really want to go off. But, you know, you got to keep your head and letting the players know and understand that, hey, we're going to work this out. You know, we're not going to just make it up in the dirt. We got a game plan. We got a game plan just like the other team have a game plan. And it's our job to stop them and their job to stop us. Not every play is going to be a successful play. And you got to understand that, you know. In football, every play is not going to be successful. As a coach, you like to average three and a half to 4 yards a play. Why? Because you can get a first down at three plays. Three times three and a half is a little bit more than 10. You know, 3 times 4 yards is 12. I know that for sure. So, you know, it's all about moving the chains. It's about, you know, keeping that train, not a train, that, I see a train. See what happens when you're driving and you're talking and you're coaching at the same time? You see things around you and you just, your vocabulary becomes what's around you. But anyway, you want to keep that drive going. And as a coach, you got to be patient and take what the other team is giving you. You know, sometimes some of us coaches are pretty persistent and we want to take what we want to take because we feel we can take it. You know, and you probably heard a little bit of that attitude from me last night. I mean, that last night, see that? There we go again. Coach thinking that the game was last night because I didn't seem to take so many times and broke it down and did a whole bunch of things to make sure I had to be prepared for practice for tomorrow. But, yeah, you know, sometimes we take for granted and we really want what we want as coaches. And we got to instill that in our players and have them believe in what we're trying to accomplish. Now, if your program has holes in it, it's definitely going to show. So as a coach, you got to prepare your team. And now some of the things that you heard on Saturday night. You heard the beginning of the game where we made some quick adjustments based on the fact that we had a player hurt. You know, you got to think on point because you never know when a player goes down. You got to be ready to make those adjustments and those changes. And that's part of being a good coach and having a good coaching staff to recognize those things. And, you know, some coaches do, some coaches don't. But if we want to improve our game again and win the football, we need to learn how to work on those things and teach each other and not be so saying, hey, how you guys doing over there? Sorry about that. Just getting home and my neighbors are outside and I got my favorite non-son, as I call him. His name is Skyler. And Skyler's always saying, hey, Deion, son. You know, sorry about that. That's just living with Coach Lee right now. 4 quarters of Coach Lee here on Blog Talk Radio. But getting back to the point, you got to establish yourself. And those are some of the things that we were doing on the field. We were establishing ourselves as players and making a statement. And you probably hear me say that quite often on the broadcast. Hey, ladies, we got to make a statement right here. We got to put it in right here. We got to do this right here, right now. And those are the things, again, as a coach, you got to instill these factors into your players. If not, then you won't do too well. So, anyway, I am just saying, being a good coach, it's all about passing that information on and being able to make those adjustments. And again, if you listen to that broadcast at halftime, you will definitely get a good example of how coaches come together, see what they see, agree to agree, and then pass that information on to the team. And I really praise my coaches for that because, again, I'm not only the head coach, but I'm also the offensive coordinator, and I'm also the defensive coordinator, and I'm also the special teams coordinator. Why? Because I want it done my way, you know, like Burger King. You know Burger King ain't one of my sponsors, but when you go to Burger King, you have it your way. And until my coaches buy into the philosophy and me working with them long enough, then we have to work it that way. But, again, if you listen to the broadcast on Saturday, you hear coaches coming together and seeing what they see, and then coming together and saying, hey, this is what we need to do. This is how we need to make adjustments. And then, again, passing that along to the players. Also during that wonderful broadcast, or the behind the scenes of Coach Lee. You got a chance to hear myself, and I actually heard myself too, reiterate that it's not all about blowing out a team. It's about making a statement, being in control of the game, and, you know, winning with class. You know, one of my slogans out there is, we're classy, not assy, you know. And you got some of those classless teams out there, you know. Again, you know, that's just my opinion again, but I don't think there's ever a reason why you should beat the team by almost 100 points. I don't see how it could be done or how possible it is to run up that many points. I mean, Kerry Mitch was on fire Saturday night, and I still don't see us scoring 70 points with her being on fire. I mean, we can't even do that against air. So I don't know what I'm saying there, but what I'm trying to say is, it's one way or the other. Either that team that's whooping butts is classless at times, or the team that's getting whooped up is not being taught how to play the game of football and throwing interceptions for touchdowns when you're down 50-0. That doesn't make sense. But again, that's part of the coaching philosophy. So what I'm trying to do is I'm actually at the studio now. I finally made it in. I'm trying to get everything heated up so we can get the rolling and going again. But, you know, I always got my topics. I'm always ready to go. And you always got to have a plan B as a coach and even a plan C at times. So, again, the topic here is, you know, queuing in on some things that took place behind the scenes. You would have heard a player wanting us to run something that we don't practice, that we don't do. She thought the plays weren't working. You know, there's not a play that a coach makes that's not designed to not work. And that's what I have to pass on to the players. There is no such thing as a play drawn up to fail. Every play is drawn up to be successful. And, again, you have to believe in it. It's 11 on 11. And if all personnel is being blocked, you should be getting positive yards on the play. And when you have a breakdown on the backside or something like that, it only takes one person in football. That's why I said it's the ultimate team sport. It only takes one person to mess up in order for the team in order for that play not to work. And on a couple occasions that happened on against us or on us, and, you know, you got some players who are frustrated. No matter what the score was, they're still frustrated. And I don't understand that. You play to play. You play to win. You play to succeed. You know, you don't play to come out and bitch, you know. And that was some of the things that I was upset with some of the players, you know, and also towards the end of the game. You know, we're putting in subs and we're putting in people, again, getting experience. It's about the ultimate experience of playing the game. And you will hear that on the sidelines when I put in one of my players, and apparently she wasn't the best running back, and she got tackled by a nice lineman and got hurt. And all the players, you know, it was a joke, you know, and laughed at me and said, "See, coach, you put her in." Well, you know what? Hey, she's on the team, she got to get hit. Isn't that why she plays? Yes, it is. So, you know, hey, I'm just letting you know how it goes on the sideline. And I can imagine, you know, how it feels to be on the sideline and losing, too. It gets more frustrating. You get people talking back, you know. One thing that I've noticed as a coach here in women's football is that the ladies don't understand that yelling is part of football. Not necessarily cursing you out or anything like that, but just yelling is part of football. And pulling you over and looking you in the eye and asking you, do you know what you're doing? It's part of football. It's not a sign of disrespect. And I think some of the ladies take it too personal. Oh, coach hate me. Oh, coach don't like me. Oh, coach this and coach that. No, it's not. That's just part of football, ladies. It's part of growing up. It's part of you jumping on the other side of being what us men teach the young boys on how to become, you know, who they are or who they're going to be. You know, that discipline. And sometimes the ladies take it a little different, and I've had to change my approach, and I have to teach my coaches that approach as well, you know, and vice versa. You know, when the ladies ask coaches why we do this, they're not really saying it out of a sign of disrespect, like they know more than us as coaches, but they just want to know the details of why they have to do it. And some coaches can't handle that. They think that's a sign of disrespect. But again, you know, that's the adjustment of coaching women and coaching men, you know. So, again, it's a learning experience. It's ongoing learning. It's a continuous thing. And, you know, it just works that way. And we're going to make it happen because you are in Four Quarters with Coach Lee. Four Quarters with Coach Lee here on Blog Talk Radio, 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 Radio. And we're going to have a little time out here. I think I'm rocking and rolling. I think I can get my internet up real quick so we can get back onto the commercial breaks and all that other good stuff because I know my sponsors want to hear themselves. That's one thing sponsors want to do. You know, they want to hear their name. They want to see their name. They want to plaster their name across any and everything. But you know what? That's going to end quarter one. Make sure you tune in to WSB Talk Continues on the internet and definitely check out that game and listen in to what the coaches are calling. You constantly heard me, you know, calling a certain play because, again, it wasn't about running up the score. It was about, hey, staying true to our game plan and making it happen. You know, everybody plays. We run the same plays. I'm not going to tell people to take a knee in a situation, but, you know, everybody wants the opportunity to do that thing. So, again, we just end quarter number one, and we are going to move on to quarter number two. I'm not going to have my commercials up and running right now, so I'll make it up at halftime. I might even do a double take or something like that at halftime, and we'll go from there. But my second quarter topic is players on the team, the number of players on the team. As you guys know, I run the Women's Tackle Football Group.meme.com board, and I think this was one of the hottest topics this past weekend about teams either traveling light, having a light load on the team, meaning number of players on the team, and the controversy behind having that limited number of players. I know that somebody pointed out, I don't have it up right now, and I will have it up in a hot second. Somebody pointed out that WFA had stated that you need to have 25 members or something like that. You know, I don't know the word rules. But, yeah, you know, you should have a minimum roster to play a game. You should have at least 25 to 30 players on your team. You know, this is me personally. If you can't get 25 or 30 players to play women's football and you're the only team in your city, or if there's only two teams and you got a 500,000 women in your town or even 20,000 and you can't get 30, then something wrong with the team. And I personally believe that you shouldn't be playing, you know. But, you know, players are going to get hurt. Players are going to get hurt. There's no way in hell should a team be suited up 11 players. It shouldn't happen. But, again, you don't want to disappoint the fans, especially the team that has a home game, you know. That's money lost. And it just drops the credibility. Either way you do it, you play with 11 people and you don't do well, and lose bad, it doesn't look good for women's football. If you forfeit the game, it doesn't look good. But, you know, that makes me go back to the movie 300. I don't know if you guys seen the movie 300, but it's a very inspirational movie. And, you know, it's the battle. It's the battle that counts. It's not how many you have. It's the battle. You know, I've seen on these chat boards and things over the years that team had heart. Well, you know, heart ain't going to put butts in the seats. Heart ain't going to get you scores. You got to have heart and be good, you know. And I was having a conversation today with Coach Bartley about, you know, 11. If you give me my best 11 players on my team right now, I would guarantee, you know, you heard this from me, I would guarantee that there would be no such thing as a blowout. You know, yeah, my girls are going to get tired, but you know what? You got to prepare. You don't play the game to play not to get hurt. You got to go all out. You know, we call it balls to the wall, you know. So the bottom line is you got to play with what you got. It can't be no excuses. There's people out there making excuses. Well, we only had, you know, 18 players. Well, hell, only 11 can play at a time, so it don't matter how many you had. You can have 100 players. Only 11 can play at a time, you know. But that's the situation that we're in. Yes, I know we're in hard times and the economy's hard, and I think I put a topic up months ago. How many teams are going to fold up before the season starts and how many are going to fold up during the season, you know? And I never blame the league. The league has nothing to do with teams folding up and don't having players. I mean, you can verify all you want. You know, you tell them submit names, and hell, you can go to the phone book and make up names if you really want to play. You can put 50 names on the roster and say that you got a team. But when you show up, it's when you show up is what counts. And apparently over the weekend, a few teams dropped below the number, the 25 mark, some dropped below 20, and they showed up and played ball. Matter of fact, the Prowlers came in a lot lighter than they were when we played them at home and a lot lighter they were when they traveled to the Lynx. You know, but they came and they brought it. You know, first quarter was 0-0. We were for a fight. They just had a bad second quarter. We had a good second quarter. We were on fire and they weren't. You know, second half, we scored 14 points. You know, so again, you can't use that as an excuse, ladies. You know, that's one thing about football. There is no excuses in football. Either you do or you don't. Bottom line, with 11 or with 100. You either do or you don't. So stop using those excuses that we only had. Yeah, you know, if I look at all the players that I had on my team and put the best together, hell, we'll beat any team, you know, only if we had, you know, our all-star running back from 2 years past. You know, if we had this particular wide receiver or this particular lineman that came out there and busted everything up, again, that's what football is all about. You never know from week to week. So I think my biggest complaint, again, we'll be hearing everybody complain about it's the league's fault. And that's bull crap, you guys. It's not the league's fault. It's the owner's fault. It's the coach's fault. It's a piss poor job of recruiting. It's a bunch of things. But it's not the league's fault. I think the league's trying to mend and patch those wounds as the season go on. You know, because, again, there was a couple of topics on there about, you know, why even play? Well, you got to forfeit. And if you forfeit, then look what goes on. A lot of credibility is gone. And you're playing this game for credibility because you ain't playing it for money. So understand, stop sitting on the chat board bitching and complaining about it. Get in the huddle. Get out there and recruit some players, and you won't have that issue of having 11 players out on the football field. You know, I don't care what town you're in. If there's 100 women in town, you better go get 20 of them. That's how I look at it. Get aggressive, you know. Go to the colleges. Go to the junior colleges. You know, go to the rec centers. You got to recruit. Don't be just going to the bar and thinking that, oh, just because, you know, big girl over there looks big and she can play football. That ain't all true, you guys. And again, you got to go recruit athletes. Athletes. I know I'm getting off the topic, but it's part of players on the team. You got to get those players on the team. Injuries are going to occur. That's why you need an X amount of number to start with from the beginning. Not every girl come out there when they put that helmet on going to stay. Because trust me, I could ease some of the rookies into what football is all about. I don't want to give them a baptism on the first day because they won't show up the next day or the next week. So, again, that's part of coaching. You got to know how to bring in players and see it in their eyes if they're really scared or not. You know, they can be good athletes, but they ain't going across the middle. So you got to find some position where they're not going to go across the middle until they build some confidence up. You know, again, as part of being a coach, the psychology of building up the mind, you know, and getting them to do what they think they can't do. And then you have a bunch of players out there who talk a bunch of yang-yang. You know, I call them T-shirt all-stars. And I don't care if you're man or woman. They're still T-shirt all-stars. Oh, I can do this. Oh, I can do that. And as soon as those pads on, they at the end of the line, back of the line, and quiet as a mouse, you know. So it's all about recruiting. It's all about making sure that you put your team together. It's not a 2 months before the season and all of a sudden, you know, you got a football team or you have one tryout and you think it's all good from there. You know, it takes a lot more than just, you know, 2 months before the season. And I think a lot of teams sit back and think that, oh, because I am the Las Vegas showgirl, that, oh, everybody's going to come out and come play for me. No, I am aggressively recruiting every day. I have a list right now of 17 players that want to play for me next year. So I'm already recruiting, and we haven't even halfway through the season right now. I put them on my 2010 list, and I email them once a week. Get them to come out and watch the game, get out there to watch practice, and do all those things, you know? So it's a continuous thing. You got to get out there to get those numbers. You know, I commend one team or two teams. I forgot who they were, but, hey, they didn't have enough players, so they played a Sixers game. Nothing wrong with that. Football is football, ladies. You know, but I think we all try to cover up for whatever league we're in or whatever. Like, you know, my league doesn't have any bad issues. Every league got bad issues, you guys. I don't know who we're faking, who's faking who out. But there is no perfect league out there right now. And everybody makes mistakes. Everybody do their thing. But, again, is there an excuse? No, I'm not making up no excuse. I'm just being real. That's the reality of the fact of football. You play with what you got. That's it. Period. Point blank. You know? You know, because, again, these ladies got to get up on Sunday, Monday, and go to work. They're not getting paid. So I understand, you know, endangering 11 players out there. But you know what? You only get hurt if you're not in shape. I don't, like I said, I don't care if I got 11 players. We're going to play ball. We're going to play ball. But we're going to be the best 11 in-shape football players ever. I'm not going to get out there and feel sorry for myself, you know. As a new team, did I feel sorry for myself when we were getting whooped up by? Well, we didn't get whooped up. Let me slow that down. Yeah, we did. The very first game, we played SoCal Scorpions, and they put it on us. They showed us what football was all about, and they were on their way up too. They used to be the bottom end of the women's football bracket, and so they had a chance to put it on us, and they blitzed us every play. They did not ease up, and as soon as they were up, you know, it was, I think it was 14-0 at halftime, so we were still in the game. And it was 28-0, and in the fourth quarter, and we were driving on them. We had the second team there. They put their first team back in there. Could I blame them? No. Who wanted to be the first team to give up a point to a new expansion team? Hell, nobody. So they put their first team back in there. Hey, I have no problem with that. But again, I'm not gonna coach myself out of a possible good game into a blowout, super blowout. Hell, we didn't run the ball. If it takes me 2 minutes to run that play, I'll do it. If I got to take a delay of game penalty every other play, I'm going to do it. So, again, some of these blowouts don't make sense. And I know I'm going back to the first quarter topic, but the players on the team, hey, watch the movie 300, and you'll understand what true football players are in for. They're in for the fight until they die. That's how it is. Ball to the wall. You know, I'm not talking to women. And you can use some other terminology, but you know what I'm talking about. You got to put it all in or don't play at all. You know, stop using excuses. Play ball. Sound like I'm talking to my players here. You feel like I'm getting a little upset? I ain't even upset. I'm just getting into it because that's what it is when you're four quarters with Coach Lee. You are rocking four quarters with Coach Lee. We do this each and every Monday. You know, I sit here and I talk about four different topics, and we talk about how it is, how it goes. I take emails. You can always reach me at Las Vegas with a Z show. Oh, look at me. I can't even say my own email address. It's Las Vegas spelled out, showgirl with a Z at yahoo.com. Or you can always hit me up at womenstacklefootballgroup.meme.com. You know, I'm always there, you know, checking out what's happening, what's going on, who's doing what. You know, that's how it is. As a coach, you got to be out there. You got to be knowing. You got to break down the films. You got to know what the players that they're going to get the ball to. You got to do all that stuff, you know. And I love it. I love it. I love it. I love playing chess. I love playing checkers because that's what it is. That is what it is. It is a match on the field. And part of that match is putting the right 11 on the field at the right time to make that play and that magic happen. So, you know, again, you are in four quarters with Coach Lee. Four quarters with Coach Lee. That is me. And we are at the halftime. But I don't know if I can pull up my commercial, but you know what? We're going to see what I got here. Let's see. Here we go. Y'all ready? Because it's all about my Adidas. Here we go. Fire Oh, yeah. That's my Adidas. Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? Let's go a little longer. Keep this street. On my feet. Let me stop. Well, I almost went back to 1984 on y'all right there. 14 years of age, rocking them Adidas with no shoestrings in them. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, hey, halftime. And again, if you listen to the show on Saturday, us playing the Prowlers, you would have heard an excellent, excellent tutorial on how adjustments were made, not only by myself, but through the players as well. Because again, I went from the coaches to the team to the quarterback to the linebackers, and we talked about adjustments all over the field, you know. And that's what it's all about at halftime, is making those adjustments so that you can come out and be balling. You know what I'm saying? All right, here we go. Third quarter, and boop, we are off again for the kickoff. You know, the next topic was promoting or bragging. And I got this topic because I got an email. I'm going to see if I can grab it real quick. But I got an email about me and my showgirls. And on the meme board, it was a private, so I'm not going to say who it was. But the fact was that there's a lot of videos of the showgirls on the meme board, which is great, you know, because I'm a promoter by heart. I mean, that's what I did in the music industry for 18 years, was make no-name artists. You name them, I work with them, from Weird Al Yankovic to Brandy to Biggie to Tupac to AC/DC, everybody. I worked on their album in promoting across the nation. But being a promoter at heart, I know how to get the word out about what I'm promoting. And I know the showgirls. I know what I want. And I found somebody who's willing to donate. Donate their time to envision my vision, you know, with the videotapes, the highlight reels, because I'm trying to lead by example. You know, I give everybody justice who put up a video in here, no matter how short or how cheesy or how expensive it may look. When you put a video up on the Women's Tackle Football Group.meme board, I blast it to everybody that's in the system. 1,200 members get an email saying that, hey, The California Colonels just put up a video. Check it out. You know, but now you got to realize, if that's the image that you want to project, if you get it from a camera phone and you a mile and a half up in the sky and all you see are little dots running around, you know, you're not giving your team no justice. It don't have to be all the musical and the fancy cut footage and all that stuff. You know what? You use the pause button. Back in the day, we used to call this the pause mix before we had a mixer, because, you know, we had to earn money to get a mixer so we can mix 2, 3, 4 turntables at one time. We had a thing called the pause mix. And I remember I made a song called Planet Rock last 28 minutes. How do I know? Because a cassette tape is only 30 minutes on one side on a 60-minute cassette. But I did it with a pause button. So what I'm trying to say is, you put two VCRs together, one with the original footage, one that's recording, and you come across the play, hit the record button. As soon as that play is over with, hit pause. Keep going through the original tape, find another play and a big hit, hit the record button. Then hit pause. You don't have to have the music on that, but you know what? People want to see action, not a action one play, or 6 seconds, or 9 seconds. They want to see ultimately what the game was all about. And that's what I do with the Showgirls women's football team here. It's promoting. That is the image that I want America to see. I want them to see how women's football is progressing. It's not just the Showgirls that reflect this. It's each and every one of us out there that's being reflected by what we put out there on YouTube. You know, what we put out there as far as pictures, what we put out there as far as videos. So, again, it's not bragging. It's just straight promoting. And I love what I got. and I got what I love, and I put it out there. So, you know, but you know what? Football has a twofold, too. It's called hype. It's called hype. Hype is nothing but bragging. We are the best. We are number one. Remember going to football games? Some of you guys were in the band. Some of you guys were in the drill team. Some of you guys were, what, cheering? But what were some of the cheers? We're number one. Da-da-da. You know, that's my old high school thing. So hard to be a coach. It's hard to be who we are. You want to be us. You wish you was. We are number one. And if we're not number one, then who is? So, again, we have to reflect that. And that's part of the promoting / bragging. You know, nobody's saying, you know, your video is weak or wet or whack or whatever the terminology is of today. The fact is, you got to put the best product forward because you never know who's going to see it. You know, my girl Jemele Hill on ESPN on the morning show. What's that? Not First and Ten. It used to be called First and Ten, but now it's called First Take. There we go. You know, I email her all the time, and she loves it. You know, I get mad at her because she hadn't brought us up on ESPN on First Take. But, you know, the bottom line is it's a great product, and you got to put forth an effort to put a great product out there. So, again, you know, make sure you're putting together some kind of video of your team. It makes no sense in this day and age to have a VCR, a DVD burner, iTunes, Apple computer, a laptop computer with Movie Maker. It only takes about an extra hour or two out of your day to learn this thing and get this stuff up or find somebody. You know, go to a college. Go to a film class. You know, they got the Art Institute in most of the big cities here, you know. Every JC got some kind of audio, video classes. Come on, people, get creative. Stop getting these little sorry cell phones and getting 6 seconds of footage and throwing them up there, you know. I went through there the other day and I had like 20 videos. I'm like, ooh, cool. I'm like, yeah. That's what it's all about. Everybody's finally waking up. Then I look up, it was 20 short 6 second videos from a camera phone. You know, that's funny. But you know what? Hey, whatever tool you have, you use, right? But don't get mad when somebody else is putting forth a better effort than you and they get more exposure. That's why football is such a great game. It's a life skills game. It's a teaching game. You only get what you put into it. If you don't come to practice at all, you probably don't get in the game. If you're not improving in practice, you're definitely not improving in the game. You know, if you practice crappy, you play crappy. If you look crappy at practice, you look crappy on the field. I mean, football is the ultimate life lesson. And no, it ain't fair. It ain't fair that somebody 6'2", 245 pounds, run faster than somebody who's 5'1", 105 pounds. That ain't fair. So when those two collide, guess what happens? Somebody gets ran over, and that's not fair. But you know what? Football teaches that life is not fair. So, again, make sure that you are promoting and / bragging / hyping up your team. And putting forth a great effort and putting in a video of what represents you guys. Please upload it to womenstacklefootballgroup.com. You know, yeah, YouTube is good, but guess what? There's millions of people out there that don't know nothing about women's football. And you're trying to reach that crowd and you're not putting forth the money to promote that. Why not send it to a place where there's 1,200 people who are dedicated and wanting more information on women's football? That's why I love womenstacklefootballgroup.com, because you know what? The people that are here are real. The people that are here are sincere about taking women's football to the next level. I don't know to what degree, but if they're on here on a daily basis and doing their thing, hey, that's all that matters. So again, promoting, bragging, videos, get it up, get it done. Get it up, get it done. You know, it's no excuse. It is no excuse why you are not up and getting it done. You know, even if you're just a player, hey, borrow from the coach. You take control. You help out in any means you can to get a good video up. Because those little quick videos that, per se, that the showgirls are doing, that's what the Fox 5 News is running for us. They take a minute off of that. That's their highlight film. Because guess what? Their cameras ain't at the game. So what we do is we put together that package and we email blast them. Hey, this was our last game this weekend. See how exciting it was? You guys should be out there. That's the type of tools you have to use to get them out there, folks. I'm talking to the owners. I'm talking to the coaches. And I'm definitely talking to the players because you're the one that want people to come see you. And again, they're not going to come see you on a camera phone, and that's the best footage you've got. Every team has a camera at the top shooting down for a film session. You can take some of the best shots in that and just edit it down for 60 seconds. And somebody can talk over, do a voiceover. Or you can just let the music play on top of it. You know, do an interview. Do something. But, yeah, it's bragging. It's promoting. And, again, I'm trying to lead by example. So, again, check out the videos. Check them out. They're hot. I love them to death. And I would love yours to death if you can, you know, it's called competition. Compete. Compete. That's what we tell the players. As coaches, ain't no position out there yours. You got to compete each and every day. You know, life is about competing each and every day. It's not about how many jobs that are out there, how many jobs you want to take. That's how you get recognized. See, again, football is a life skill. Sport. You got to be hungry. And you got to know where you fit in. You know, I'm only 5'10", 150. You think I'm going to try out for the line? No. I'm a wide receiver, defensive back type. And I'm even small for that. I got a lot of heart. So, you know, heart makes up for a lot of that. And I got a lot of skills. You know, and that's bragging. Because nobody beats me. You know, everybody asked me what my nickname was. I mean, where did Flea Lee come from? That was my nickname. I played defensive back, and I stuck to you like a flea on the dog. You know, and rhyme with Lee, Flea Lee. Hey, it doesn't get any better than that. And that's the attitude I took. Nobody beats the flea. That was my slogan. I'm on the football field, chanting that out to the wide receiver in front of me. Nobody beats the flea, dog. Nobody. Nobody. Yeah, I'm boasting myself up. I'm bragging. But I'm promoting. And I'm getting into the head of that, the psyche of that receiver. Like, damn, this little guy, he's feisty. And he ain't giving it up. He ain't letting me get off the line. He ain't letting me catch the ball. Again, it's called competing. We all go to job interviews, and it's in the economy right now. People are getting laid off. Who's keeping the jobs? Those who are the best. Those who are self-promoters. You know, they might not be doing as much as you, but you know what? They promote themselves enough that they get seen. That's what it's about in football. You know, we got 85 teams out there, close to 100, whatever you want to call it. But if you don't want to be seen, you ain't putting up no video. If you don't want to be heard, you ain't saying a thing. You just going with the flow. Sometimes that flow is going right downhill into a pond that's still instead of flowing to the ocean, and you can keep on going. So, again, you make up your mind what you want to do. I call it promoting. You might call it bragging. But you know what? It got to get done. We got to get it done. It must be done. It will be done. As long as Coach Lee's involved in women's football, it's going to be done, yo. That's just how I do it because you were 4 quarters with Coach Lee, and we have just hit third quarter ending mark, and woo, we are rocking and rolling. So you know what? I'm going to hit my commercial again. I forgot to pull up my Enterprise commercial, but you know what? If I get there, I get there in 30 seconds. If I don't, we move on. Plan B, Plan C, Plan D. Welcome to being a coach because you're 4 quarters with Coach Lee. Aw, yeah. What did he say?
Oh, yeah.
See what I'm talking about? Yeah, he's bragging, he's boasting, he's doing his thing. He's talking about them Adidas. Just like I talk about the showgirls. Just like I talk about women's football. You know, I talk about whatever. You gotta have confidence in what you do and what you promote. That's part of being a great coach. So here we go. Guess what, y'all? I found my enterprise commercial, so check it out.
Pick up free, Mom. This car for the weekend? Looks expensive. It's 50% off, Mom. You ought to rent me a car every weekend. Mom, pick up price. We'll pick you up.
Aw, yeah. You know I love that slogan. Pick Enterprise. Why? Because we pick you up. And as I pick you up, we're going to go over into the fourth quarter. The fourth quarter, you know. Again, I love talking about football. I love talking about football. I love talking about football. And speaking of football, it's that playoff time. You know what I'm saying? It is playoff time. People are getting suited up and booted up and shaking and baking, moving and grooving, doing whatever they got to do to get in the playoffs. And from my understanding, it's some great playoff battles going on, and we got some great games coming up that is going to determine, you know, who makes what playoffs in what league. And, you know, the bottom line is, that's what we play ball for. We play ball to make it to the playoffs, to get from the playoffs to what? The championship, dog. You know what I'm saying? That's what I play for. That's what I'm coaching. I don't coach to just go play ball. I coach to win. I coach to go to the playoffs. And I coach to go to the championship. Have I been in the championship? No. Have I been to the playoffs? No. But guess what? Each and every year, that's my goal. And I think this year we are actually moving forward to achieving that goal. And, you know, we take it on all comers. Again, it goes back to third quarter. Am I promoting or am I bragging? I'm doing both because that's what it takes. You got to create that hype. You got to create that. You got to prepare yourself for the playoffs. You know, and unfortunately, in women's football, teams aren't really prepared for the playoffs. Why? Because it's usually one or two teams that dominate their area and just bulldoze over everybody and, you know, really don't have no competition. And there's a few teams out there that are have a, what I consider a cakewalk. Not just looking at the schedule, but just looking at the scores, you know. I can't judge a team just based off of what their name is and where they're from, and because they have a small market or a big market, that doesn't make a difference. You know, it's some small market teams that's kicking big market butts. Wisconsin is doing a great job of beating so-called teams that are in the big markets, you know, so that has nothing to do with it. The bottom line is having players. The bottom line is having good coaches. And the bottom line is having a great product. But, you know, getting that playoff picture taken care of, you know, you got two issues that you got to work on as a coach slash owner. And I'm happen to be both. But, and I give you a scenario from last year of what took place for me. But playoff picture, you know, you got to prepare on the field and off the field. And that's why I said, you know, as a coach slash owner, you got to prepare for both. And I give you a little rundown from last year. As you guys know, my team was in the IWFL last year, and we did pretty good. And I was happy and I was sad all at the same time. As a coach, I was sad and mad because we were 5-3 and we just missed the playoffs. You know, I really thought that we could have made some noise in the playoffs. We were just tuning up, just getting better. Because, again, in my eyes as a coach, I don't think 8 games is an adequate number to prepare and get ready for a football season. As a coach, I really feel that you get just, you know, 2 or 3 games into the season before you really know what you've got, you know, and fortunately, unfortunately, but that's how it works sometimes, and I say majority of time because there's no preseason, you know. I'm a big advocate, again, of preseason games and getting as many games as you can before the so-called real games, this league games start, you know, because I want to be the best, you know. I don't want to say, oh, ladies, we're going to play 8 games, and that's our goal. That's not our goal. Our goal this year is to play 11 games. That means we all win the championship and go 11-0. But preparing for the playoffs is twofold. But I'll give you a quick scenario of what I thought about last year. Again, I was sad and hurt that we didn't make the playoffs being a 5-3 team. But also, as an owner, I was pretty happy because, again, it would have been a big situation if we would have flew and played I'm just going to give you a scenario. I don't know if it would have been true or not, but let's say we win and play Seattle in the playoffs. Well, you know, that's a $20,000 trip. You know, being that we were the seeded number four, okay? Or we would have went to Dallas, but let's say Seattle. Let's say we beat Seattle. We come back home, and then 2 weeks later, we're back on the road again, another flight to, say, Dallas. And that's another $20,000. Then we come home, say we beat Dallas, and then we wind up winning the championship game, which was played in Chicago last year. Guess what? That's another $20,000. So that's $60,000 that a team will have to come up with in 6 weeks. I don't know how many teams out there are making $10,000 a week promoting and running women's football. But that's a lot of money to come up with in 6 weeks on something that you're not prepared for. And, you know, that's something as owners, you got to prepare for. You got to understand that, you know, hey, yeah, you had a successful season, but the bottom line is, once you make the playoffs, can you make it to the games? And that's what has hurt women's football in the past. And I commend some of the teams and the leagues that have stepped their game up and came across with, you know, helping teams out and stuff like that. But we don't, you know, majority of them don't. It's like you show up or else you forfeit. You know, how's that looking? You know? So that's a whole nother topic. But I'm just saying, those are the things you got to prepare for as an owner and as a coach. And, again, I just gave you a scenario based off of last year's scenario that I was happy and sad, you know. But we're better prepared this year, you know. We feel that we have our things in order and we are ready to go from coach to coach to coach. It don't matter. We want the most, you know. We want to do our thing. But you got to prepare. Here we are 4 games into the season and we're 4-0, and we are preparing ourselves for the playoffs. Why? Because you have to. The season's too short not to, you know. I'm calling teams from the other division to see if I can get some tape on the team that I think we're going to be playing. We got to prepare as coaches. I'll, you know, 2 weeks, hey, we want to lock them down. It's bad enough you don't get a chance to see them ever. It's bad enough you don't even get a chance to play them or play a team that, in comparison to playing another team that might have played that team, so you can compare how you did against this one particular team and they did against that particular team. You know, so it's funny out there on how things work. But you got to start preparing. You got to start putting your feelers out, you know. You got to start getting the team ready, you know. Again, in the game, you know, what are you doing? Are you just trying to run up the score to run up the score? Are you really working on things that you think that you're going to carry over into the playoffs to try to define yourself as a team? Are you trying to prevent from getting injured? You know, there's some teams that, hey, I put up 28 points in the first quarter and I take out my first team. You know, that's not me personally as of yet because we haven't gotten to that point yet. But I know there's teams that are thinking that way. You know, it's very crucial that you know how to prepare for the playoffs. You know, if you look at the New York Giants, the year they won the championship, you know, they were going up against New England in that last game. Giants already already have thrown up the playoff spot, you know, lower seed playoff spot. And they went out there and went 4 quarters with the Patriots and almost beat the Patriots. But what that did was it got them a little confident so that when they met them in the championship game or the Super Bowl, it gave them the confidence that they can play with that team. You know, they went and watched them and said, wow, we stayed with them the whole game. They beat us on the last drive of the season. So, again, it's how you prepare your team and what you want to do. You know, right now for me, we're just going. We just want to click. We just want our offense to click. Defense is coming around because defense is a reactionary team. Offense is a timing team and block scheme team. So it takes more time to get that together. So, you know, we're just going to keep pushing it. We're going to keep pushing it and keep pushing it until we secure that playoff spot and hopefully be 8-0. I mean, that's our goal so that we can host a playoff game, week one or week two, one or the other. But things are shaking up right now, and there's some great scenarios in both leagues, and it's going to be some great football once playoff time comes because, you know, it hasn't been great football. And I've been a follower of women's football for the last 5 years, and I think this year has been the most lopsided scores I've ever seen.
You know, you take a pen out. You do the math. Go to the league website and add up all the victory scores and add up all the losing scores. I see more donuts than Winchell's donuts on those boards, you know, or Krispy Kreme donuts, however, whatever your favorite donut shop is. That's how I look at and determine how good teams are. I mean, again, how I judge some things is totally different from others. You know, in my first year, again, with the Las Vegas Showgirls, I wanted to play the so-called best teams. I took a trip to Houston out of my schedule just to help my team understand what it takes to be a champion. See, that's the mentality I have. I don't want to play the teams that I know I can win. That's not competition. That's not making me better. Not making me better at all. I want to play the so-called best. And if you think you're the best, then put it to the test and bring it on the field. That's me. That's my mentality. That's my attitude. Some people don't like it, but you know what? I always want to be the best, and you won't be the best unless you play them. So, again, we took a $20,000 trip and went down to Texas, Houston, got our butts whooped, but when we looked at it, we were the only team to score on them that year outside of Dallas. You know, they shut everybody out. We threw the ball for, I think, 220 yards, but, you know, my quarterback threw a few interceptions. Actually, no, we threw only one interception that game. Now, think about it. We just couldn't score. We were just light in the butt. Lack of experience playing against a veteran team. You know, we lost 49-7. You know, nothing wrong with a good butt whooping. You learn a lot of things from a good butt whooping. You know, but that's preparing us for where we at today. Because we never forgot that. And as you can see, y'all, time goes so fast when you're rocking four quarters with Coach Lee. So he just talk it up, chop it up, do all that he do. That's me, Coach Lee. But again, don't forget, you got to do your thing. You got to make women's football better. You got to coach these women up. You got to be a great owner. And you got to promote. You definitely have to promote. I'm like Muhammad Ali. If I want a title fight, I'm going to call you out. I don't care where you at. We'll come to you. Because we want to play the best. Ain't nothing wrong with being the best if you play the best if you want to be the best. That's Coach Lee. Want to be the best. I want to be the best coach. I want to be all that I can be when it's time for me to be all I can be. You know, because again, this is Four Quarters with Coach Lee. And I want to be the best. Not only in the West, but in the nation. So when you tune in and listen to me, it's all about promoting. It's all about making this women's football take it to the next level. One day, you may get paid. But if you don't set the trend today, if you don't put in the hard work today, it's all for naught. So I am out of here. You listen to my boys, P.E., because they're rocking it with Coach Lee here, Four Quarters. I like to say peace, and I am out of here. Good night, y'all.